Most of us can go our whole lives without interacting with the governor's office. That's not saying that governors aren't important. It's just that, unless you represent a major special interest group or are another politician or a journalist, you can stay away from the chief executive's office forever and live a normal life. That isn't true, however, for the Secretary of State. The person elected to that job has the most potential to affect people on an everyday basis. That's partly because whenever you think Secretary of State, you think license plates, driver's licenses, voter registration. Every one of us has to interact with the Secretary of State's operations. Michigan Attorney General is another important job. The person in that office is in charge of an army of lawyers prosecuting the bad guys. The Attorney General also advises other state officials on constitutional questions and is supposed to go to court when necessary to defend Michigan's interests against the rest of the world. That's what the current incumbent, Mike Cox, has been trying to do with the Asian carp situation. Jennifer Granholm, by the way, used the AG's office as a springboard to get elected governor. Cox is trying to do the same thing. These are two vastly important jobs. So, don't you think you should have some say in who the major parties nominate for these positions? After all, you get to choose your candidate for state representative in primary elections this August. And most Michiganders don't even know who their state rep is. Well, guess what? You don't have anything to say about who the parties pick for Secretary of State and AG. The party bosses do it at their fall conventions. If that strikes you as undemocratic and unfair, that's because it is. The Democrats have usually done a terrible job at selecting candidates for these two positions. That's largely because the party bosses aren't looking for the best qualified or even most electable candidates. They are playing ticket balancing games. The Democratic Party is composed largely of warring factions, and each must have a prize. 4 years ago, a charismatic Grand Rapids attorney named Scott Bowen campaigned hard for Attorney General. I think he would have won a primary easily and might have beaten Cox, the incumbent Republican then still reeling from a sex scandal. But Democrats cared more about appeasing Kwame Kilpatrick. So they nominated a former policeman named Amos Williams, who was a very weak candidate, and lost badly. There are many more examples. Republicans once refused to nominate Scott Romney for Attorney General because he wasn't sufficiently right-wing. That caused them to blow that election to Jennifer Granholm, who Romney could have defeated. You'd think that if Democrats cared about democracy, they'd be getting behind the constitutional amendment to give the people the right to have a say. Forget about it. Instead, they're now holding a pre-endorsement convention April 17th to put the seal of approval on the candidates the bosses want. That doesn't mean the others will stop campaigning. The formal selection still won't be made till late August. But they want to rig the game for their favorites. Democracy, we've been telling the Afghans, is a good idea. I suggest we change the state constitution and try it in Michigan.